Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, one thing Indiana has in common with the Friday night NCAA regional baseball opponent, West Virginia, as well as Ball State, their home away from home this weekend will be UK dormitories because of lack of hotel space in Lexington. A lot of hotels already booked with previous events, even before the regional site draw was announced by the NCAA back on Sunday.
I think the travel component is probably the most beneficial. Every team you play is going to be a good, but not having to travel, you can hop on a bus and we could practice here in the morning and be there in the afternoon. You know, the travel component is really nice for us. I think familiarity is good. You know, we obviously have played, Kentucky, you know, each of the last 2 years, and we've played Ball State twice this year, so that's good. Tyler Domes was a graduate transfer from West Virginia, so I'm sure Coach Simmons is already on the phone with TD asking, getting any tips from him. So,
who's your skipper? Jeff Mercer. By the way, West Virginia and Kentucky both fell out of the final D1 baseball top 25 rankings. West Virginia was number 21 last week. Kentucky was number 25. Our thought for this Thursday, the important thing to you is not how many years in your life, but how much life in your years. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, the Heat dialed up a degree or three over the State High School Track and Field Championship weekend out at IU. The Hawk Complex, EC Billy Hayes Track, the venue. IHSAA rotates every year, so it's the boys Friday, the girls on Saturday. And the thermometer says 92 and 94 degrees, huh? Happy to see Zach Evans, Edgewood girls, break through this year. The three-time WIC champions have been very competitive this spring in the state series, and now, well, Saturday, the big show ahead for the red and black, the state championships.
Yeah, it's awesome. There's six events covered. So Ashley Abram in the pole vault, Sarah Polito in the 300 hurdles, Emma Edwards in the 400, Ella Hayden in the long jump, Clara Crane in the 3200, and then the 4x400 relay of Sarah Polito, Emma Edwards, Ella Hayden, and Avery Rail. So just awesome to have that many events covered at state meet.
Zach Evans, the head track coach at Edgewood High School. The boys get things rolling tomorrow at 3 o'clock out at EC Billy Hayes. The finals set for 6 o'clock. Our thought for this Thursday, action is the foundational key to all success. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.